Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Jazz After Dinner with your host, Joe Perillo, award-winning pianist, Grammy-nominated composer, and Steinway artist. Jazz After Dinner is an hour-long program featuring some of the most talented jazz artists ever recorded. You'll hear past masters, local greats, and maybe discover something new. So sit back, relax, and now here's your host for Jazz After Dinner, Joe Perillo.
Good evening and welcome to Jazz After Dinner. I'm your host, Joe Perillo, and I'll be with you for the next hour playing jazz here, as I do every week on WCRI Radio. Thank you very much for listening in. And tonight's feature is going to be pianist Lyle Mays from his 1992 Geffen Records recording called Fictionary. And he also has Jack DeJohnette on drums and Mark Johnson on bass on this recording. And
thank you.
the sad news of Lyle Mays' passing on February 10th of this year. I was really surprised to hear that, and I really want to dedicate the show this evening to Lyle Mays, one of many, but one of my very favorite piano players and composers and arrangers who played with the Pat Metheny Group and a variety of other bands, and I'll talk a little bit maybe more about that later on. But I want to get right to the music here, and we're going to actually start off with the title cut of this recording called Fictionary. Thank you. Okay, let me tell you what you heard in that opening set. We started off with the title cut called Fictionary, and then we heard the tune Sienna. And you are listening to pianist Lyle Mays from his 1992 Geffen Records recording called Fictionary. And he also has Mark Johnson on bass and Jack DeJohnette on drums on this recording. So I really hope you're enjoying it. Just love his flow, his piano playing, and the trio really is pretty tight here too. So we're going to get right back to the music here, and we're going to start off with a tune called Lincoln Reviews His Notes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we are back, and let me tell you what you heard in that set. We started off with a tune called Lincoln Reviews His Notes, and then we heard the tune Hard Eights. And you are listening to Jazz After Dinner. I'm your host, Joe Perillo. And tonight's feature is pianist Lyle Mays from his Fictionary recording. And I want to tell you a little bit about Lyle here, since he did pass away last week. He was with the University of North Texas State 1 o'clock band, and that's when he got his first Grammy nomination in for a 1975 recording called Lab 75 with the North Texas State 1 o'clock Lab Band, and then after that he played with the Woody Herman Orchestra. And then he landed the gig with guitarist Pat Metheny and co-founded the Pat Metheny Group. And their first album was in 1977 called Watercolors. And then he did the film score in 1985 for The Falcon and the Snowman, which is a wonderful movie and a really very nice film score. And then he also worked with Pat Metheny and Joni Mitchell in 1979, their Shadows and Light tour. They played, and he did a lot of music, so you should check him out, especially with the Pat Metheny Group. He did some really wonderful playing and great composing and arranging, too. So he will be sorely missed, I'm sure. And so we'll get right back to the music here now, too, so you can hear some more of him. And we're going to start off with a real beautiful tune called Something Left Unsaid. Thank you. Okay, we are back, and let me tell you what you heard in that last set. We started off with the tune called Something Left Unsaid, and then we heard the tune Where Are You From Today. So you've been listening to Lyle Mays and the Lyle Mays Trio with Lyle Mays on piano, Mark Johnson on bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums. And, well, that just about does it for me. I'm your host, Joe Perillo. This is Jazz After Dinner. And I dedicated this evening's show to pianist Lyle Mays, who passed away last week at the age of 66. So he left us some wonderful music, and he will be missed. I know, looking forward to more music from him, and just got to go back through all my archives and find all the music I have of his. So anyway, thank you very much for listening in. I do hope you enjoyed the show. And by the way, to all these tunes that I played this evening were written by Lyle Mays. And except this last tune we're going out with that I really love too, that was written by Steve Swallow, called Falling Grace. So have a wonderful weekend, a wonderful week. Peace. Good night. Thank you.
You've been listening to Jazz After Dinner with your host, Joe Perillo. Heard here every Friday evening on the classical station, 95.9 FM WCRI.